Hey everyone, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Veronica. Now that we've made it through Advent together, we can finally say it.
Merry Christmas! This week we're going to look at the Gospel for Sunday, which is on the Feast of the Holy Family.
The Gospel, again from Luke, is about the subsequent losing and finding of Jesus in the temple.
So one question for me comes to mind every time I read this. Can you imagine what Mary and Joseph must have felt when they realized that they lost the Son of God?
I can't even begin to imagine. 3 days they spent looking for him. And then when they did find him, can you think of like the feelings Mary might be feeling? Relief, frustration, and how to calmly ask the Son of God, why did you stay behind when we left?
Jesus gives only more questions back to his parents. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house? Can you imagine what Mary must have been feeling then?
No, but I love that in the passage, Mary kept these things in her heart. So clearly it meant something to her, and that makes sense. But it also just makes sense that Jesus was in his Father's house.
You know, a lot of things in life make sense looking back in retrospect. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think looking back at my own life, there were a lot of times when I asked God why. Why am I struggling with this? Why can't I have what I want now? Why do I have to wait for things?
So when you look back on those specific things, do any of those make more sense?
I think some of it does. I mean, I'm not going to know it all. Yeah. God's plan was often way better than mine was. But what about you watching?
Take some time this week to really give God thanks for all those answered prayers, especially the ones that didn't make sense at the time, but make a lot more sense now.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.